Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and proven adaptability are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps Show with Eric Nam.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Eric Nam, and welcome to the K-pop DevOps Show. This is not a new show. It's just me talking about K-pop and your latest releases from your favorite K-pop artists from Korea. So here are our socials at DevOps Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And of course, we have our YouTube channel and our curated Spotify playlist with all the songs that we discuss on the show. I'm currently in Prague, Czech Republic to do this show by myself today, unfortunately. Everybody else, they are in LA or Korea or somewhere else in the world. I'm here on tour in Prague. Beautiful city. If you've never been, you should check it out. Anyways, hope you guys have been well. I've been on tour. I've been having an amazing time on tour. I went out to, what did I do? I flew out to London end of May, and I hung out for a bit. I took some meetings, and I got to see BTS, the Bangtan Sonyeondan, at Wembley Stadium for their first show ever. Quite a historic, ridiculously amazing experience for me to go through and watch and to be able to be there to support BTS. I might talk about that a little bit later in the show. But yeah, so we did London, and then I ended up flying down to Lisbon to do my first show. Our first show was in Lisbon, where we had a great time. Lisbon is one of my absolute favorite cities in the world. It's a beautiful place. The architecture, the design, everything is done very tastefully. And so we had some great food. We had some great times just hanging out. And then the show, I think Lisbon, man, you guys sing so well. It wasn't the biggest crowd. We had maybe 300-400 people there. But man, you guys could sing so loud. My ears were hurting all night. So we did Lisbon, and then we jumped on a bus, and we drove to Madrid. And in Madrid, we had, where did we play? We played at a club called Cool Club, something like that. You guys were, I don't know, I've been very surprised. It's because my first time ever playing in Europe, I didn't really know what to expect in terms of, I guess, fans' responses and how well people would be able to sing and interact with me. But man, this tour, Lisbon, Madrid, and then Milan, the singing has been on point. It's been impeccable. You guys know all the words. They know all the words in Korean. And I know like a lot of fans around the world do know it, but like for some reason, maybe it's because like I'm very close to this, to the fans on the stage. The stage is like, you guys are right there on the stage with me. I can hear it better, but it's crazy. But yeah, so tour's been great. We've been eating super well. I'm on a double-decker bus. So we have, on the first floor, we have like a small kitchen and a lounge area. And then we have 16 bunk beds on the second floor with my little own personalized room at the front of the bus. And then we have like a communal like lounge area in the back with a big TV. So it's been quite an adventure. It's been fun seeing my dancers, from the States, and then like my crew, from the States, from the US tour again. And it's been a lot of fun. So we just got to Prague. We have Prague tomorrow. After that, we're going to Poland. We're playing Warsaw, and then we'll be in Cologne, Berlin, Brussels, Paris, Amsterdam, and London. So tickets for some of these shows are still available. We're very close to selling them out. So you guys, get your tickets now. Don't regret it. If you guys go on the socials, I'm sure you'll see people. We have a blast. We have a really good time. So anyways, if you guys were at the show, thank you so much for coming. It means so much. If you guys are coming to a show, get ready to have some fun. Bring your fun cap and drink a lot of water before the show. So, yeah, anyways, let's just jump right into it. We have a lot of songs to talk about because we haven't done this in a few weeks.
This is the next artist.
This is Lehigh, No One featuring B.I. Lehigh is back. Finally. Lord have mercy. She is back. Lehigh is back with a new EP. So Lehigh is a singer-songwriter. She was a runner-up of K-Pop Star Season 1. She was second place to Jamie Park Ji-min, who I'm sure many of you guys know. And she has finally released her first song, or her first EP, in a few years. Her first hit after debut was 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, ooh, which I still love to this day. It was number one on the charts, and I feel like most of her songs that she's released, they have been at the number one spot for quite some time. This single is from her comeback EP, 24 Degrees Celsius, and this was released on May 30th. And it features B.I., also known as the leader and rapper from Icon. The song itself is about longing and searching for the one, that one person. It's very upbeat. It's sultry. It's, for me, it's kind of a big hodgepodge of music for me. It seems there was some reggaeton, mumbaton. There's a lot of Latin influence and all sorts of beat and percussive patterns going on. But I like it. I just personally love Lehigh's voice. She has an amazing voice. I have a few songs of hers that are demos, guides, because I heard them and I was like, I love these songs. Like, can I, if she's not going to use them, I would love to use them. But they've been, you know, they've been put on hold. You know, like, we've talked about this in the past in the world of songwriting. There are songs that get written, they get thrown around here and there, they get passed around for somebody to take up. And I was like, yo, I know this is a girl song, but if we could make it into a guy song, I would do it because this song sounds amazing. So not only is this EP great, but she has so many songs that I think that aren't even released that are just great. So I'm really excited to see. I really hope that this is a signal of her really coming back and putting out more consistent releases. I feel like every time she releases something, it's a success, it's a hit. But then it just takes a few more years for her to do one more release. And so I'm hoping that YG will please let her release a lot more music, because she, my lord, has incredible, incredible voice. And she is also, I feel like, starting to mature. When I first saw her on TV, like this is what, 8 years ago, she was still very, very young. She's like mid-teens, and now she's in her mid-20s, mid to early 20s. And so she's growing up. And I think her visuals and her music video and all the artistic things on her socials is really starting to represent that Lehigh coming into her own as a singer-songwriter with a little more maturity. So very, very exciting times for Lehigh. In case you missed it, she also released a song called XI, which I believe stands for 11, with Code Coons. She featured on it earlier this year, which is also a great song. Code Coons is an amazing producer. He is currently signed under AOMG and was formerly at High Ground. So the single of this EP, No One, Lehigh, No One featuring B.I., it has topped all the charts in South Korea, including all the major players. And in her new EP, she self-wrote and produced a song, 20 Minutes. I personally have not yet listened to that song, but I am excited to do so. But man, congratulations on the comeback, Lehigh. You have been strongly, sorely missed in the music scene. And she's one of those artists that I would love to collaborate with. And I think if I did it, like, I want it to be like a sultry ballad, you know, really, really R&B's ballad. Or like a Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, Valerie kind of thing. I don't know if you guys know that song, but it's like, why don't you come on over, Valerie? But da da ba ba. It's like funk. It's old school. It's kind of vintage. But I think she pulls that off so well. And I would love to do something like that with her. But yeah, Lehi, you know, she and I were both on singing competition shows. It was kind of funny. Like, I was on one on NBC. She was on SBS, obviously, with like Jimin, Park Jimin, and who else? Jay from Day 6. There, and then Seungwoon-i. I think Seungwoon-i was that season. Seungwoon-i from Winner. They're all SBS K-pop star. And I was on NBC Birth of a Star or something like that. And it was funny because we were technically, like, as shows, competing against each other.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Not like us necessarily on the show individually, but between networks, it was like a battle. But I remember she, even when she was young, she just had like this crazy soul to her voice. I have some questions from people. What was my process in thinking about choosing the audition song for mine? I think for when auditioning, it's about what showcases your voice the best. And for me, the way that I think about singing certain songs in auditions, it's what do I feel best performing? What song makes me really feel something? Like, that's always kind of the question. And for me, the song that really made it onto the airwaves and moved a lot of the things was John Legend's Ordinary People. And John Legend at that time was one of my most favorite artists. And that song, that album, was an incredible album for me. And so when I sang it and I put my own twist on it, not even a twist, it's just with my voice, it felt good. And I always thought that if it felt good for me, maybe it feels good for other people. And that's kind of how that first round went. After that, like when you're on these audition shows, they very much like try to mold you and force you to do things that you don't want. Because that's what producers and writers are supposed to do. They want ratings and they want people to get you viral and everybody to talk about it. And I understand that's the perspective they were coming from. But I remember distinctly, we were always jealous of the K-pop star kids because they were allowed to do pop songs and they were allowed to pick songs that were very modern. And we were like given weekly missions of like 7080, which is like 70s and 80s songs, or like deep Korean ballads, or like, I don't know, I might be exaggerating, but like folk songs or stuff that like none of us as young 20-something-year-old kids ever related to. And so that was always like a pushback and a hard time for me. And so the one time I got to sing an English song, and this is for like a televised like live audition I'm talking about, was Alicia Keys' If I Ain't Got You. And that was only because everybody in Korea knew that song. All the other ones, like the pre-recorded auditions where it's not live TV, those were like, because there's hundreds and thousands of auditionees, it's like, you guys do whatever you want. But once it got to a certain level of like, okay, you guys are, you know, in the live top 12 or whatever, then it was very like painstakingly, like, I really don't want to do the song, but I have to do the song, that kind of stuff. That was a long tangent. Congrats to Lehi on her number ones that she's raking in right now with No One featuring B.I. If you guys haven't done so, check it out. The music video is beautifully shot. And yo, Lehi, if you want to collab, hit me up. I think you're amazing. All right, let's move on to the next song. Let's hit it.
This is the next artist.
Next up, we got NCT 127. They're back with Superhuman. This is the title track from their fourth EP, We Are Superhuman. This released May 24th. The members, it's complicated, y'all. It's super complicated. I still don't really have a complete understanding of how this works. So NCT's concept is that there is a rotation of members who are ever-changing, and it currently has over 20 members who also belong to subgroups that rotate. There's also a Chinese NCT, which I believe is called Wavy. There's NCT Dream, there's NCT 127, there's NCT, I think, 2018. There's a lot. But anyways, Taeyong is the leader of NCT 127, NCT overall. And I first met him when he was kind enough to feature on my song, Can't Help Myself, at the KCON in Mexico. So that was the first time we met. And I have previously mentioned NCT, I guess a few episodes ago, when I spoke about Mark being such a, in my eyes, a very, very talented young individual. But yeah, this is that superhuman super group from SM, NCT 127. The song itself, it's about being superhuman, being incredible. And for me, the song sounds incredibly Michael Jackson inspired. 80s electro dance funk pop, futuristic music video, and obviously they're great dancers, so it shows off the choreography. And let me just say, this video had to have cost so much money. So much money. Like, watching, for me, because I'm on the product, I know the production, and like watching that, I was like, that's money, that's money, that's money. That, so they spent a lot of money on this music video. Beautifully shot. Effects are great. Really, really cool. I am, you know, for me personally, like, I think it's a cool song, but like the sounds are so like futuristic and there's a lot of sounds happening. So I found it to be a little overwhelming in terms of just like the production, but the hook, the melodies, you know, I can vibe with. NCT, obviously, they are making their rounds around the world. They have been on tour with their first concert tour. It's called Neo City, The Origin. And that began in January with tour dates in Korea, Japan, North America, and Europe. And they have also been doing all the press in the States. I feel like they've been on most of the morning shows, the late shows, the right press junket, everything. And so I think they're really, I guess not just them, even with Blackpink and I assume like Monsta X and these groups, TXT, following this explosion of BTS globally, you know, K-pop is currently one of the hottest things in the world and also in the States. And so I was watching the James Corden performance that they did. And I was like, I was like, man, it's crazy that Korean music is playing on national primetime television in America. The song is in Korean. They're singing in Korean. They are rapping in Korean. And what was, I don't know, 8 to 10 years ago, people would be like, oh, that's so ridiculous. They're wearing makeup and they look dressed fancily and it's like so feminine. Now it's like, oh, that's dope as hell. And it is dope as hell. And I think it's cool that it's finally people are starting to come around to the idea. And so it's good to see, you know, NCT making the rounds as well. NCT, congratulations on the release, because I think this song was a departure from other songs that they had done. And one of my favorite songs of theirs is Touch. And I like it so much that I did like an acoustic cover of it, right? Like that itself too was a very different style of music that they had been doing, like Fire Truck or Cherry Bomb or that kind of stuff. And then they go into Touch and I was like, what is going on? I love the song. Maybe the strategy for SM is we have 20 plus members and we can just do whatever style, whatever styling and design and whatever we want with this group. So anyways, there it is. NCT, Superhuman. Check it out. Next up.
This is the next artist.
All right, next up, we have Somdef featuring PH1. Wait,
Well, that way.
Who is Somdef? Who is PH1? You guys might be asking and wondering. Well, it's my job for me to personally recommend some great new artists or people that you may not know of. We've mentioned people in the past like Mote or Cold or people that a lot of people may not think are in the mainstream, but let's jump into it. Somdef is a producer. He is a part of WNA Records, which is headed by the same folks behind GDW. GDW is an amazing production company in Korea. So they've shot a lot of my music videos. They shoot music videos for everybody. You know, Red Velvet, Zion T, a lot of BTS. Super, super nice folk. Super talented. Beautifully shot stuff, but they decided to open up a record label shop, and it's called WNA, and Somdef is like their first artist that has been releasing music regularly from that label. So if you guys might have heard Somdef's other song featuring Loco, which has a music video that was very beautifully shot in LA, this one, Wait, featuring PH1, was shot in Itaewon Hanamdong, and I know that because it was shot at a bar that I've been to a few times with GDW. Somdef, he's a producer. He's been around for quite some time. He's part of 360 Sounds, which is like a hip-hop collective, and they collaborate with each other on music and live performances and events and DJing all around Korea. So they've done like, you know, year-end parties. They have like people of the crew have bars here and there where they just spin records. It's like a very interesting collective. And but yeah, the song itself, super chill, smooth listening, something you might want to hear on a nice drive or in a dark bar, which may be why the video was shot as such. The song itself is not like an outright I love you song, but it's still kind of like a love song. And I personally really like the music video because it's shot in like those ways when you keep wondering, like, how do they shoot that? That looks so cool. How the hell do they make that happen? And I don't know how they do it. It's all that magic production secret stuff that I can't figure out and I won't ever, but it looks really cool. So you guys check it out for some really cool stuff in there. Latest news, Somdef has been working on a new album, which he has teased on his Instagram. I'm not sure what the outlook for that looks like. I know he had asked me to feature and write on a song late last year. I just haven't had time to really do it. So we fell behind on that one. But yeah, the feature, the rapper on it is PH1. PH1 is a great friend of mine as well. We go way back because we went to college together. I was a year ahead of him. So my senior year at Boston College, he was a junior, and super nice guy, super talented. He was a great dancer. He's a singer. He's a rapper. He does everything. Singer, songwriter. He recently moved out to Korea, and he got signed to Higher Music, run by Jay Park and Cha Cha, and he's been doing really well. So congrats to PH1. We actually caught up a few weeks ago. I had a nice long interview with him. And that's going to be coming your way very soon, maybe on this podcast. But we talked about our days in college, about some stupid drinking games that we would play, and how he and I both got to Korea. We have very similar paths of, you know, we graduated with a degree from Boston College, and we went this non-conventional route. And now both of us are singers, songwriters, performers in Korea. So yeah, you guys keep an eye out, keep an ear out for that. And also keep an ear and eye out for Somdef's new album coming soon. Here's a question for me. What would my DJ producer persona name be? I have no idea. I'm really bad. You know what it'd be? It'd be Rice Man. It'd be Rice Man because ever since I was little, I realized that you know when you do like, oh, what can you spell with your name? Or what can you spell with this word? Like using the letters and like mixing them around. For me, Eric Nam turns into Rice Man. If you move the E of Eric to the back and you move the N and the M back, it becomes Rice Man. So DJ Rice Man, and then somebody drops some rice on tables for me. I need a sound effect of rice just falling like rain, you know. DJ Rice Man, playing you some steamed rice. Let's hit it. Boom. My apologies. Anyways, you guys, check it out. Giveaways. You guys, as you guys know, we've been doing a lot of giveaways. We have got 7 CDs signed to give away for you guys. And we also have a video shout out from Jackson Wang himself. So you guys, check it out. It's on our YouTube. And here it is in audio form real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is Jackson Wang from GOT7. I just want to say what's up to all the listeners to K-Pop Tabak, Eric Nam. And GOT7, we had our comeback Eclipse title song. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out right now. And all the best for Eric Nam, all the best for all the listeners in K-Pop Tabak. Love you guys.
Also, for the winner of the GOT7 giveaway, you guys, go to our YouTube. It's in a video, and congratulations, thanks for taking part, guys. We also have albums signed from The Boys and Kim Dong-han coming for you guys, so keep an eye out on our socials on how to win those. Now let's just jump into it. We have some rambles. We have some Ask Me Anything fan submitted questions for me.
Crazy ramblings with Eric Nam.
Here we go. This is from Coral on Instagram. What do you want Eric Nam to be known for in the future? Oh, man. Y'all give me heavy questions. I want to be known for being, oh, my God, a great singer-songwriter. But also, okay, it's like 3 things. I guess, okay, no. I want to be known as a great person, right? A great human being. And I mean that in many senses. Like, great human as in, like, superhuman. So I'm, like, a great singer, songwriter, performer. But it also would be known as a great person in the sense that I'm just a good dude, is what I think, is what I try to be. Just nice to people and, like, a pleasant dude. Somebody that seeks and strives to have a positive impact and influence on the world and the people around me, right? That's probably one thing. And then the other thing is probably just like a smart, intelligent entrepreneur, dude, that just tries stuff out and like does really cool stuff. I think, you know, for me, that's like a passion to be doing really cool things and just things that other people aren't doing. But at the same time, like when it comes, I really want to like influence and impact people to really challenge them to try new cool things as well. And I think that's like one of the coolest things about being a public figure celebrity is that you can show people a new way or a different way or a certain way of doing things that other people may not have thought of in the past. And so if I'm able to show you that, you know, my job and my mission is done. Dang, that was a deep question, Coral. Asking through Instagram, such deepness, deepenisms. All right, next up we have a question from Gene Mitz on Instagram. Who influences your music the most? For real though, I like don't know. It's a horrible answer, but I really don't know because I think like I am influenced from so many different styles of music. Like I'm just going to name off names real quick. Okay, we talked about John Legend, Bruno Mars, John Mayer, Adele. There's this dude, Dave Barnes. If you like Christian music, Hillsong. Like, I grew up in church, so like church music influenced me a lot. Ray Charles. And then there's like Backstreet Boys. I've gotten to a point now where not one single person influences me, but there's genres that influence me. Genres as a whole, as a mood that influence me. So right now, what's influencing me are like ballads, like piano ballads. I don't know why, because I don't typically like ballads, but the past like few weeks, that's what's been influencing me, and that's like what I've been wanting to write, just like ballads. They don't have to be happy, they don't have to be sad. I don't really know what that topic is gonna be about yet, but that's what I'm feeling right now. Next up, question from Alicia Ramos 98. What has been your favorite moment as a musician since you debuted? Dang. I think it's, honestly, it's touring and concerts. Like, for me, I just love performing and I love singing. And there's nothing more rewarding and fulfilling than being able to stand on stage and sing for my fans and to have them sing back to me. It's something about like a very, very crazy deep connection that happens when you are in the flesh in a hot, sweaty, smelly room and everybody is just like drenched in sweat, but you're singing. Like, and the craziest thing about it to me as well is like when you come see a show, when you go see anybody's show, you're taking time out of your busy schedule and you are spending money out of your hard-earned money, right? Collecting money by like selling ice cream or like going to work or like whatever. I don't know. Whatever makes you money. And you're choosing to spend money to go to see somebody live. That's amazing to me. You know, that could be the same way. It could be a soccer game. It could be a football game. It could be whatever. But it could, for me, in my case, it is music. And so I really, truly appreciate every time that I am on stage and I know that people are there to see me and they have committed to see me. And that's probably like my favorite moment. And I'm lucky and I'm blessed that I get to relive that in a different city multiple times throughout the year in different settings, different stages. And so it's amazing that I get to do what I love and I'm incredibly blessed and thankful for it. All right, so that pretty much wraps up this week's Tebak Show. It's pretty simple this week. I wish I had some people to banter with and just to talk crap with, but again, I'm all on my lonesome here in a hotel room in Prague. But I needed to get you guys your updates. Again, Lehigh, No One, featuring B.I., NCT 127, Superhuman, and Psalm Death featuring PH1 called Wait. You guys can check it all of it out on of our playlists. And of course, connect with us on Tebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. You guys, the Epic High giveaway, signed CDs are working right now. We have the boys coming. We have Kim Doan coming. Got 7 winners. Those are announced on our YouTube. So go ahead and do that. You guys, please go to iTunes and give us a review. Give us a review because it really, really, really helps us in terms of getting more visibility and getting more people out there to really listen and engage with us on our podcast. It may seem like a hassle and it may seem annoying, but for us, it truly, truly is a very, very incredibly important thing. So yeah, so please go ahead and leave us a review. And we have some really great reviews, so I'm going to shout some of you guys out right now. So here's one. This was on May 24th. 4-star review for K-Pop Tebak with Eric Nam. Hope to see growth in the future. This is a great start for Eric and his crew. Audio quality isn't the best. Sorry. But as time goes on, equipment will get upgraded. I like how Eric gives background information, does his homework, great quality content, organic conversations. I hope to see this podcast grow to its full potential. Fighting. Thank you so much. Yes, we completely recognize that it is not the best, but we're working on it. I just bought a new mic, so hopefully this sounds much better, and hopefully we can keep improving. It's literally just been me just spending money trying to like upgrade stuff. Here's another one. This podcast has been really interesting to get to know more about K-pop and Eric's perspectives of these groups. We're able to get an in-depth knowledge rather than assumptions that fans normally have. I hope that this podcast will continue to grow. Always fun to listen Eric hang out with his brother Brian, who knows nothing about K-pop. It would be fun to have a series of him learning the K-pop group, even though it might not be his taste, but hopefully this journey can help him find a girl group that he likes. Sorry, K-pop group that he likes. I'm sure he has like a group or so that he likes. I just don't know who. We have a rating from Korea, 5-star review. 최고 재밌어요. 최고. 최고 means best. Amazing. 재밌어요 means fun. Thank you. Here's a 5-star review from you guys. Honestly, this is the first podcast I subscribe to and been listening to diligently. Eric is full of talents, just good at talking, hosting. Oh, wow, thank you. K-pop Tebak is entertaining in its own way. Appreciate it, guys. So yeah, you guys, we have a lot of these reviews coming in, so please keep them coming. We'll read them out to you guys when we get a chance. Here's the last one. 5-star review, and it says, started listening to your podcast this week, and I'm thoroughly entertained. I'm absolutely enjoying the behind the scenes in your music making and the Korean music shows. I also love the way you speak of these as so matter-of-factly because I know that you're a huge star. Oh, am I? No. But listening to you, I feel like I'm listening to a friend. Appreciate the podcast a ton. Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. We have fun putting it together for you guys. And again, we're working on making it better and better. So please subscribe to it. You guys, review us on iTunes. Leave us a shout out on all the socials. If you guys are around in Europe, I'm on tour again. Where am I? I'm in Prague. And then we go to Warsaw, Cologne, Berlin, Brussels, Paris, London, Amsterdam. So yeah, you guys, hope to see you guys there. Again, the merch is available as well on my website. The Runaway merch is looking fly. It's looking hot. It looks good. We're selling them out in our concerts. So, you guys, if you guys haven't, get your stuffs. We also have some upcoming special stuff with Sam Kim. We have a special guest episode with Sam Kim. We just talk about Sam and his life and how he got here. So, you guys, stay tuned. Thank you for all the love. We'll see you guys very, very soon. Have a great one. Goodbye.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in L.A., the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks.
Or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your host,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends.